Madam President.
Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Everest moves that the rules be suspended for the sole purpose of introducing, giving first reading, dispensing with committee referral, and giving second reading to a bill relating to the transfer of property and equipment from Homestake Mining Company to the state of South Dakota.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion?
Madam President.
Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. I didn't distribute the bill, but it's a very simple one-line bill. Perhaps the secretary would just read it.
Please. One moment, Senator. Yes. Senator, we would prefer to suspend the rules and then read the bill.
Okay, thank you.
And we do have a second. Any discussion on suspending the rules? Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. I too would ask your support in suspending the rules for this. I think it's a very important issue to South Dakota, and I would hope we could continue the discussion. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the motion is to suspend the rules for the purpose of introduction of a bill concerning Homestake Mining Company, requiring two-thirds vote for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Bros?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard? DeHuig? Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
Aye.
Hangey?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
no.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 33, nays 2.
The motion has received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.
Yes.
We do have two former senators with us today. Would the body please welcome former Senator Ted LaRue and also former Senator Philip Testerman. We're glad you're with us on our last day. Thank you. We're ready.
Madam President.
Senator.
Thank you, Madam. Personal privilege.
Please.
Thank you. We're also happy to see Senator Hagen back here today. And as he only spent one other day with us during session, Senator Reedy sits right kind of behind him, and he made some brazen remark about the lighting that got so much better in this chamber. And I think he was referring to Senator Hagen's and Senator Dennard's hairdos. So Senator Hagen's got a little gift to give Senator Reedy today to kind of curb the lighting in the chamber. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Dennard. First reading.
Senate Bill 255. An act to allow for the transfer of properties and equipment from Homestake Mining Company to the state of South Dakota.
Second reading.
Senate Bill 255, an act to allow for the transfer of properties and equipment from Homestake Mining Company to the state of South Dakota. The bill reads, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of South Dakota, Section 1, the governor, pursuant to 5-24-12, may accept on behalf of the state of South Dakota the transfer of any property or equipment from the Homestake Mining Company.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion?
Madam President.
Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. First, I just want to thank Senator Hagan for the bright spot in today. I join a whole host of senators, both Republicans and Democrats, when I have the opportunity to stand here today to promote the wonderful neutrino project that might be happening and shall be happening, I guess, at the Homestake Mine site. This bill is truly one of national importance, even though it's limited to the state of South Dakota. The national interest requires the availability of a scientific laboratory at the depths of the 7,400-foot mine at Homestake. And this will be a National Science Foundation project that's going to provide a whole entire scientific community near Rapid City. And we had the opportunity earlier today to listen to Dr. McGowan describe the potential project site and what will be happening at Homestake. And although we don't pretend to understand all the physics behind what he was saying, we were truly impressed with his presentation and the video that he showed. And I also want to thank Senator Hamm and the Pages for the popcorn and all the work that went behind staging that particular presentation. So thank you very much. It's hopeful that Homestake and the state of South Dakota will receive indemnification through an act of Congress. And certainly no action will be taken until that occurs. It's also anticipated that Congress will provide the funding necessary to create and operate the Homestake National Underground Laboratory. And this operation will be operated through the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. And we're pleased that Dr. McGowan is head of that school, and his scientific collaboration and those of the professors at the school will be extremely helpful in providing the appropriate scientific background and community with the university. There'll be four major divisions with duties shared with employees at LEED and on campus in this particular project. There'll be scientific operations, facilities and maintenance, educational outreach, and business and administration. They expect anywhere from 250 to 300 employees for the Homestake laboratory. And I think that's going to be a wonderful thing for that area of the state and truly for the entire state. As we know, millions of people travel to visit Mount Rushmore every year. Now they're going to have another wonderful development to observe and actually participate in as they travel underground and watch the actual research of the neutrinos in what is probably the world's best setting to study those particular tiny substances of atoms. So we're lucky to have this. This bill is just a minor part in taking the steps that are necessary to get there. I hope you'll join me in voting yes. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. I too would like to join Senator Everest. I think this is something that's very important to South Dakota, not only the western part and the Homestake mine area and LEED and Rapid City, but I also think it's important to eastern South Dakota. I think there's some educational opportunities here for our students. There's educational opportunities here for, I would say, future students and future physicists that we could be educating in South Dakota. I think that our network of technology in this state will make it a very good learning experience for many of the students in other higher learning centers, as well as K-12 education. I think the creation of the high-tech jobs that it's going to create in western South Dakota is also important to this state. I would ask that you support this bill. I think that Senator Daschle and Senator Johnson and Representative Thune need the assistance in D.C. to get the funding in place. And I think this is just a measure of our good effort to say that, yes, we do in South Dakota want and accept this science lab at Homestake Mine. So I would hope we could pass this bill unanimously and send the measure on to the House. Thank you.
Further remarks? further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 255. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Leary?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
Aye.
Hange?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson? Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator DeHuick? Senator DeHuick? Senator, thank you. Senator Munson, aye. Madam President, ayes 33, nays 1, excused 1.
The motion has received a large majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed. And if I may tell you, up in the gallery is Senator Richard Gowan, who has been instrumental in... Thank you.